Show. I'm Rhett Palmer. It's a new day every day at 7 a.m., 3 p.m., and 3 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial.
This is your listener-supported Christian radio station, WCNO 89.9 FM, Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ. And it's just a blessing to be here this morning. We thank God for another day. God is so faithful, even when we're not faithful, and we're just grateful that he allowed our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. And you know, life is a blessing. We don't think about it. We take it for granted that we wake up every morning. But if God don't wake us up and allow us to breathe this air, we won't be here. We'll be in eternity. And we have to be mindful that we it's nothing that we earned or that we deserve, because our best is nothing but filthy rags. But because of Jesus and his finished work on the cross, that he allowed us to have the opportunity to be in eternity with him. And that's a blessing if you think about it, because we just go about our lives and we don't think about nothing. We think it's all us and the things that we do in our own strength, but it's not in our strength. It's the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us if we're born again. If we're born again, then we're led by the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit, and it's not in our strength. It's in that supernatural strength of the Holy Spirit that we can do what we're called to do and go about our busy schedules. So we need to be mindful of that life is a blessing. And to die in Christ is even more blessing, because we know that we'll be with him for eternity. And we won't have to go through all the things that we go through on this earth, you know, all the suffering, all the trials, all the tribulations, you know, all the evil that's working against us, trying to do the will of God, trying to do what he's called us and purpose for us to do, that the chosen ones, the ones that he's called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we have to be mindful of that and don't take it for granted, and really, really seek the Lord while he yet may be found. Because if you are not born again, and if you're not in Christ, and you leave this earth, in hell you lift up your eyes. So don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. There's only one way through salvation, and that is through Jesus Christ. You must be born again. You must be in him. So that's the only way. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now for another day, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We come with reverence most devoutly and lift you up, Jesus. Because if you said that if you be lifted up, you would draw all men. And we thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you that you caused us to wake up this morning in our right mind, Lord God, that we were able to clothe ourselves. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to move and have the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy on this morning. Oh, Father, we ask that you just look out over us right now, Lord God. Bless us with everything we need to be blessed with. We know that the word said that you've already blessed us with all spiritual blessings, Lord God, but you know everything we stand in need of, Lord, not what we want, but what we need, Lord. And what we need is to have a closer, more intimate, more personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Draw us this morning by your Holy Spirit. Have your way in this place. Take authority over the airwaves right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let this word fall on fertile soil of the hearts of your people. Lord God, let it germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Father, we know that they will know us by our fruit. they will know us, that we are your disciples, by our love one for another. Lord, stir up our hearts this morning to just turn to you, Lord, to drop all the cares of this world at the altar. Everything we stand in need of, you've already given us, Lord. And we just have to have faith and believe you, trust you, not the world system, but trust you. Lord, we thank you right now for your Holy Spirit drawing all those that don't know you, Lord Jesus. Draw them right now, Lord. We thank you for you having mercy and grace on the backslider. Lord, your word said that you are married to the backslider. Lord, we thank you for all them coming back into the flock, into the fold, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy for those folk in California. Lord God, we just ask that you have mercy on them, Lord. We know that you're still in control of everything that's going on. And we know that you are soon to come, Lord Jesus, because of everything that's going on around us. Lord, it's snowing in Florida, fires in L.A., and flooding in other parts of the world. Lord, we know that you are soon to come. Lord, we ask that you just have mercy and draw those that are lost by your Spirit, that they will not be condemned to hell. Lord, we thank you right now for blessing those that are the owners of this radio station and the technician, the men and women of God who come through, making it possible that the word of God will go over the airwaves. And we thank you, Lord, that it's reaching into many counties and millions of people will hear the word, Lord God. They will be transformed. They will be encouraged, Lord God, that they will be delivered by your word. They will be saved, set free, and sanctified, filled with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you right now for the men and women that come through preaching, teaching, ministering, prophesying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for them. Continue to anoint them, Father God. Continue to give them provision for the vision. Lord God, continue to encourage their hearts because it's not easy. Lord, we thank you for them, Lord God. Bless them and keep them. Father God, we just thank you right now. Thank you for what you're doing in this season, Lord God. Don't do it without us, Lord. Let us be a part of it, Lord God. Let us be a firm an effective witness for you in the earth realm, Lord God, that many souls will be led to you, Jesus, because it's only you that can save. Lord, we thank you for this word. Speak through me, to me, and for me. Lord God, let them hear none of me, but all of you, led by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And this morning, we're looking at Galatians, the third chapter, verse 23 and verse 24. And it reads as thus, and I'm reading from the King James Version. And it reads as thus, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Amen. Amen. And the Amplified Version says, now before the faith came, we were perpetually guarded under the law, kept in custody in preparation for the faith that was destined to be revealed, unveiled, and disclosed, so that the law served to us Jews as our trainer, our guardian, our guide to Christ, to lead us unto Christ, came that we might be justified, declared righteous, put in right standing with God by and through faith. Amen. So here, Paul is letting the Galatians know that before faith came, that is the system of salvation by faith in the Lord Jesus. You know, the Christian's religion, the foundation that we stand on, because faith is a distinguishing characteristic. There's no other way that we can be saved unless we believe on Jesus Christ through our faith. We are saved by grace through faith, through our faith in the finished work on the cross. There's no other way. So before faith came, we were locked up in the law. We were locked up in the law. The law was keeping us, preserving us in preparation for the faith that would come in Christ Jesus. We were kept under the law. We who were sinners, because the Bible say we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we needed a Savior. We needed a Savior because we couldn't keep the law. We couldn't keep the law because if we broke one, we broke them all. So we were kept under the law. We who were sinners had violated the law. That before the gospel was introduced, people were under condemning sinners of the law. So under the law, if you broke the law, you was condemned. You were sentenced to death. You were sentenced to death. So there was no other way around it because we didn't have a Savior at the time and we was not under the dispensation of grace by faith. So we were kept under the law of Moses, the law that God gave to Moses. We was under that law. That law was keeping us and preparing us. That law was keeping us and preparing us. It was our plumb line, our rule, our guide. That we might be prepared for when Jesus come and that we would receive him by faith. We were shut up unto the faith. We didn't know nothing about faith. We were shut up. We were struggling in our sin nature, trying to keep the law. Enclosed by the law with reference to the full and glorious revelation of a system of salvation by faith. The design of salvation, all other means failed. That there was no other way for us except we be kept until faith came in Christ Jesus. That there was no other method of salvation. All other means failed. The law condemned every other mode, and the law condemned all who attempted to be justified in any other way. We were condemned because if we tried to be justified by any other way, it wasn't going to work. Because there was no other way that we could be justified except by faith in Christ Jesus. So we were on our way to a burning hell, condemned. And man, therefore, was shut up to that as his last hope. There was no other hope for us. We were shut up. Shut up, locked up. Locked up as we were in prison. Guarded under the law. Kept in custody in preparation for the faith that was destined to be revealed to us. It was going to be revealed to us. Unveiled and disclosed. It was going to be disclosed to us because we were locked up in law, being kept in preparation because there was no other way that we could be saved except Jesus Christ come and give us another opportunity. And so as we live this life, as I was saying earlier, we can't take it for granted. Life is a precious gift. It's a blessing. It's a blessing from God because he sent his only begotten son, his only begotten son into the world to save us, not to condemn us. And he didn't do away with the law, but he perfected it because he kept it. Jesus kept the law. He walked on the earth healing and saving and teaching and preaching and ministering and prophesying to a lost world, to a lost creation, because we were lost. We couldn't keep the law, so we was doing our own thing. We was doing our own thing. We was falling behind false teachers and listening to everything and idolatry and other gods. And Jesus came that we might be saved, sanctified, set free, set apart for the work of God. Sanctified, that we might be able to do the work because of the Holy Spirit that he put in us. That's why he told the apostles that I must leave, that the Comforter can come. The Comforter, the Paracletus, another one like me. So Jesus left being with the apostles, that the Holy Spirit would come and be in the apostles. And that's where we are today. If we are born again, if we have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. That's why you can't do no anything. You can't say no anything. You have to live a life as Jesus lived. He is our role model. He is our elder brother. He is our role model. And he did it so we can do it. And he said that as I was, so are you. So that means that if we walk in Christ, if we walk by the Spirit, that we can do the same things Jesus did. And we can keep the law. We're not under the law, but we can keep the law. The law for us now is his word. We can keep the law, the commandments, because we're walking like Jesus walked, without sin. We're walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. We are pleading the blood over every situation and circumstance, because the blood that was shed covers everything. It covers every sin. It covers everything. It casts out demons. Huh? It regulates minds. It mends broken heart. The blood that was shed covers everything. In the name of Jesus, that's the power that he's given us to use his name. That is the power. With the Spirit moving on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us and teaching us, and bringing to our remembrance everything that God has said in his word. So there's no other way we can do it without the Holy Spirit. And if you're not living a life like Jesus lived, if you're not living for him, if you've not been born again, the Holy Spirit can't be with you. You can't be led by the Spirit, because the Spirit is not with you. You have to be born again. You have to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And this is what the Apostle Paul is telling the Galatians. Before faith, you were kept by the law. So Jesus has come with this precious gift. No man can pay for it. No man can earn it. Works couldn't get it, because it's a precious gift that no man can boast, because it's nothing that we could do. Nothing that we can do, so we can't be all puffed up, huh, with our chest stuck out. No, it's the finished work on the cross. Jesus paid the price for our sin debt. He took all our sins upon him on the cross. He took all our sins upon him. And our sin debt was satisfied, because he was the sacrificial lamb, the spotless lamb, the holy lamb of God, Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other way that we can be saved. Just think about that. He died for us that we might live. He became poor that we might be rich in his Spirit. He came down from heaven, from glory, to a dying world, to a sinful, nasty, dirty world, that we might have an opportunity to be with him. And once we are born again, once we've received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are connected with him in the Spirit. We are seated. The Bible says it in Ephesians 2, that we are God has made us to be seated with Christ Jesus in the Spirit. So when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we already connected. We had that vertical connection. You've heard me say it over and over again. I'm going to keep saying it. We have that vertical connection with heaven. When we pray, we can call heaven down on earth. We can cause the angels of God to intervene on our behalf because they are waiting to hearken to the voice of the Word of God. And we give voice to the Word of God. We give voice to the Word of God. When we speak the Word of God, angels move on our behalf. The Holy Spirit is moving on our behalf. So we have that relationship when we're born again. But if you're not born again, you don't have that relationship. We have that relationship. So in the Spirit, which is where our souls and our spirits goes back to heaven, because that's where they came from, because we was in Christ before the foundation of the world. We were in Christ. So when Christ came and paid the price for us, now we have that relationship again. We are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are seated in the Spirit realm. Our spirit is seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Think about that. That's powerful. That's powerful. So we have to call heaven down on earth. We're here in these earth suits for our earthly assignment. That's why we're here. We're here to lead other folk to Christ. We're here to tell them about Jesus, about his goodness, about his saving power, his healing power, his delivering power, to tell them about his word, about the love that God had for us, that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever will be saved, set free from the condemnation of the law, because we couldn't keep it. You were condemned. You had a death sentence. You had a death sentence. But Jesus, how many times have you had a but Jesus moment? You could have been dead, sleeping in your grave, but Jesus. That car accident could have took you out, but Jesus. That sickness could have been unto death, but Jesus. Huh? You could have spent eternity in a burning hell, but Jesus. You could have lost your mind, but Jesus. It's all about Jesus, from Genesis to Revelation. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, whence the word schoolmaster. It was our schoolmaster. So we were under the law. We was being kept as a schoolmaster keeps the children. We were being kept because we were spiritually immature. Huh? We were sinful. We didn't know. So we had a schoolmaster, which was the law, that was our plumb line to keep us until faith came, until we could be justified by faith, because we couldn't save ourselves. We was in a bad situation. We was in a bad situation. We was in a bad situation. The law was like these Greek tutors with which you are familiar, who escort children to school and protect them from danger and distraction. So the law was our protection. It was our guard, keeping us safe, taking us to school, teaching us the law to keep the commandments, teaching us and escorting us like children to school, keeping us from the predators, keeping us from those that will cause us harm, keeping us from things that will cause us to lose our life, that would distract us, take us off our focus on the commandments, on the law, off of the Lord Jesus. So the law protected us and kept us. That's a blessing. But at the same time, it condemned us because we couldn't keep it. But it helped us long enough for Jesus to come with faith, that we could be justified. Huh? The law was making sure that the children will really get to that place they set out for. The law was keeping us to make sure that we got to salvation, that we could be citizens of heaven again. Because I told you, that's where we came from, because we was in Christ before the foundation of the world. So the law kept us protected, kept us safe, kept us until we could get to that place from which we came, to get us back to heaven, to get us to salvation, to get us justified, just as if we never sinned, justified by faith. So we are back in right standing with God, because we were enemies of God. And if you're not born again, and if you're not in Christ, you're an enemy of God. You're out of the ark of safety. The only way you can be in the ark of safety, just as those eight souls with Noah, excuse me, they were in the ark of safety. God had given Noah direction to build the ark, so whosoever will come in and be saved. But only those eight souls, only those eight souls was in the ark of safety. But you need to ask yourself today, are you in the ark of safety? Have you received Jesus? Jesus is our ark of safety. We have to be in Christ. He's the ark of safety. If we're not in Christ, then we're in a dangerous place. Because if we lose our life, we're going to open up our eyes in a burning hell. And you can't afford to have that happen, because that's for eternity. Just think about it. We catching hell right here on earth. Excuse me. We catching hell right here on earth. What good sense it make to die and go to a burning hell? That don't make no sense. So you need to check yourself. You need to be in Christ. If you haven't received him, you need to receive him today. Don't let time run out. But until next time, we're praying for you. We love you. Keep the faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Tune in to Torah Life Ministries with Paul Neeson, airing daily Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. and p.m., and also heard each Saturday at 12 noon.
Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Our God knows what he is doing. In Ephesians, Paul says, "And his gifts to the church were varied, and he himself appointed some as apostles, special messengers, some as prophets, who speak a new message from